of like, obviously it's different sizes, but he got like the biggest one they got. I wouldn't get that shit because it's like almost $2,000. But the shit's like a, it looks like one of them school filing cabinets. Like, it's tall as hell.
Yeah.
And he was like, you just put this shit in there and leave it alone. Then he was like, 4 months later, you pluck it, you know, trim it up and shit, and then you could hang it in the same locker to dry out.
You could, instead of leaving it alone, because if he leaves it alone and he gets 8 ounces, he'd probably get like 12. Or like more, because if you actually do prune it, say like you cut that top, they call it colas.
Oh, I think it was what you were telling me before. It'll make it like grow out more.
Yeah, yeah. But you get a larger yield. But I guess the best bud on it is the cola, the very first one. Supposedly it's the top one. That's the one that
it's more potency.
Yeah, and if like I guess a lot more, like that's like your
yeah, cream that's of the like, crop. Fucking. So at the dispensary, because they have their shit tiered out, it's premium cut, which is like the top portion of the plant that'll mm-hmm. have the highest whatever shit. Then they got second cut, which is it looks like little corn, like it's. Like, it's small. Like, it looks like popcorn.
Yeah, it's probably all the ones at the bottom.
Yeah, it's like the second half down.
Yeah.
It's what they call second cut. And the shit's, like, way cheaper than the fucking, like, $15, $20 cheaper than the first cut.
Yeah, I could see it being, like, the potency of, like, them or, like, maybe, like, a 10-degree difference.
Yeah.
But if you cut that top part, it won't grow as tall, so like that's a good thing, like depending how you're trying to grow it for what reason, whatever, maybe you want to like, you know, not have it so like out there, you want to keep it low because of, you know, you don't want them to block sunlight from like other ones, maybe like for whatever reason you keep it low and you could actually yield like 4 or 5 ounces more.
Oh shit.
Yeah, so if you actually prune it, you know, you'd probably be getting more.
Yeah, because there was like, it was just like a review of.
I don't know how true that is. I read that online though. I've never tried it though.
Yeah, it was just a review of the grow box, and it was just like, oh yeah, fucking, if you do it like this. And he was like, yeah, I want to just try the automated way, so I'm gonna put all the shit in it at the beginning. Mm-hmm. It's like you put 3 gallons of water, and then you put like these nutrient packs in there. And they're like exactly the precise second that it needs these nutrients, it'll kick the shit on and it'll drop the nutrients in the water. It'll get more nutrients, all that shit. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, oh, if you go onto like the Discord, I think it was some community chat thing. And it was like the majority of these people, like you'll find somebody that grew the same bud as you and they can tell you the exact settings that they use to get the different type of. You know, because it's not going to be like, oh, this is for Bubba Kush, or this is for blah, blah, blah. It just has all the basic shit, like tomatoes, chives, right. And then, like, personal setting. And it was like, use that personal setting, and it'll do all the shit for you. And I was like, oh, snap. That's pretty fucking cool. And then it has, like, a smell-proof. You need, like, a key to unlock
it. Do you have to buy dirt? Or is it
not? Nah, it comes with everything.
But does it come with dirt?
Yeah, it comes with, like, non-soil. It's like hydroponic.
So it's not soil.
Yeah. No dirt. But it comes with like the. No, that's not dirt. It's just vitamins. It's the vitamins that would be in the dirt.
Because I was thinking, I was like, dumb. Like, say that the water that you use, you should get like fucking, like unfiltered Norwegian glacier ice water. Use that and then use, like, if, say if it took soil, you go and buy soil from, like, the mountains of Hawaii, like, volcanic soil. Oh, yeah. Or, like, say, a place that's known for, like, Alaska or California, a place that's known for, like, great weed. Use the soil of that place. And, like, I bet you that shit really matters, yo. And then, like, you put, say, like, whatever setting for the atmosphere in it or whatever. Say you find, like, the setting to put it to where it's closest replicating, like, fucking, you know, Tibet.
Yeah.
Like, some fucking shit. And then you just fucking make some Frankenstein-ass kush.
I know fucking altitude. Like, all that shit makes a difference.
All of it. Altitude, for sure. Yeah. Affects altitude and the minerals in the soil affects the taste of wine, which is why in France, like, champagne can only be made in Champagne, France. And if you make it in, like, California, it's just called white wine. Sparkling white wine, maybe.
Yeah, I heard about that. And then, I think it was, like, shit. I can't remember. Never mind. Fuck it. But, yeah, those things are, like, specific to places.
Mm-hmm. Hell, yeah, because, like, altitude, I don't know the effects of it, but I know it has effects. Like, I heard when I worked at this package store for a few months, and I learned so much about wine, still so little. But this dude was telling me, he was like, oh, this grape, I think it's a Malbec. It's from France, but it's grown in Argentina. Because the French brought it to Argentina, or somebody brought it to Argentina, and they were growing it in Argentina, and it tasted better than the one in France. So now it's like primarily grown in Argentina specifically. Like most of, like 90% of them are grown in Argentina. And it's just because of something to do with like the Andes, maybe.
It's like the shit with fucking the oranges. Mm-hmm. How fucking California and Florida trade oranges all the time because their shit tastes so different.
You know how true that is? All summer, when I was driving trucks, I mean, like, longer than summer, but, like, I swear to God, most of my, 60% of my runs delivering orange juice from Florida to California and then taking orange juice from California to Florida. I swear to God, that's true as fuck. I was like, yo, this got to be a drug thing.
Yeah,
I just like, I'm really transporting drugs.
What I was about to say before, the fucking altitude shit is fucking crazy. My projector has a fucking altitude setting. So if you fucking bring it to Colorado, you have to switch it to that.
Why?
Because it'll fuck up everything that, like, all the internals and all that shit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like, it changes the fan speed and all that because at a different altitude. Like, I got
the air pressure.
Yeah. So, like, even when you're cooking, I've been noticing, like, on the back of a couple of things I bought from Stop and Shop, it has, like, if you're in Denver, cook it at this. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, a freaking 50 to 100 degree difference sometimes.
You know it's funny.
Shit boils faster because it's less air pressure. Mm-hmm. And cooks quicker and all that shit.
Denver's, like, the lowest altitude in Colorado.
Oh, that's wild.
Yeah. Because I've been to Denver a bunch of times and, like, work driving through it and shit. And it's basically like a valley. You're surrounded by mountains.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. Like, Colorado is actually pretty flat, but it's just, like, high up. But it's like plains.
It's like a shelf, right?
Yeah, basically. Yeah, it is like a shelf. And then even while you're on that shelf, the edges of it is like mountains.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Or at least there's like a mountain range. I think when I was in Denver, if I remember right, I felt like I was surrounded by mountains.
I mean, it would make shit. It would make
sense. I was just about to say that.
Because all this shit is like mountainous fucking, like the Nuggets and fucking.
Yeah.
They always have like that background of
the mountains.
Mountains behind the city.
Yeah. Utah's like that too. Utah look like Mars, yo. Utah is one of the craziest states I've ever been to. Like, it doesn't look earthly.
Every time I hear the word crazy, I think of fucking Elon Musk and fucking Zuckerberg trying to fight each other.
That's just so stupid.
And now the fucking Roman, I don't know, minister or whatever, whoever the fuck the guy is over there.
Of Rome, the prime minister?
Yeah, he was like, y'all could use the Colosseum. Or like, wherever the fucking Colosseum is. He was like, yeah.
It's in Rome.
Yeah, okay, so yeah, it was Rome. But it was like, fucking, yeah, you could use the Colosseum. Like, fucking, that would be whoever's in charge of that said that shit would be cool, they could do the shit there. And I'm like, that'd be awesome. This fucking,
we gotta do it. I'm watching it.
If this isn't the most,
and
this is how the movie Idiocracy begins.
Is it?
I don't know, but this would make a lot of fucking sense. Because it just shows him in the future when everybody's dumb.
Yeah.
But if you look at it, like, we literally got two of the smartest people right now wanting to just fight each other over internet bullshit. I know it's not going to actually come to it, but I'm saying, like...
No. Even if it did, I'm just saying it's not that bad. Like, I think we think things are crazy right now. Because I'd be thinking things are crazy right now. But, like... I'm into, like, history and shit, and you're always reminded how fucking crazy shit was back then.
Yeah, but I think...
So, it's like, Idiocracy? I don't know, man.
I think what makes it crazy now is, like, back then shit was normal. Like, if two dudes got into an argument, they would go to fisticuffs, and that was regular. Now, in the civilized age, when you think of...
So, it's not Idiocracy. Two,
yeah, that's why I said it's, like, the beginning of it, because there was, at some point in time, idiots took over. And that's what I'm saying. Like, if smart people are like, hey, I want to fight you now. In 50 years, smart people are like, I'm just, like, you know, over-exaggerating, being funny. But, like, if today the smart people want to fight, in 20 years, they're just like, let's kill each other. And then the dumb people are going to, like, in Idiocracy, that's what happens. But, all the smart people fight each other, kill each other.
They've always done that, and it's happening less and less and less, which is why we think it's crazy, is because it's happening less and less and less.
I don't know of any two geniuses that was just, like, publicly trying to, like, even
Seth. You don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah,
like,
yeah, that's all it is.
Maybe there was an unknown story at one time. But
most,
like,
likely, if we're being logical.
It didn't happen.
I'm just saying, most likely, if we're being logical, it did happen and you just don't know. Because shit is getting better, not worse.
Yeah, but I'm saying the people involved, like, before... This was like an everyday, regular person type shit. Now it seems to me that with Elon Musk and fucking this dude, they're the start of the...
I understand what you're saying, but I'm just pointing out that instead of it being the beginning of something that's about to happen more often, like stupid shit, it's like happening less often, and that's why...
Oh, no, I'm saying the beginning of smart people killing themselves off, like Idiocracy. That's what I just said. When was smart people trying to fight each other? Like, I don't know of any time.
I don't have it exact, but just because you don't know it, doesn't mean it doesn't exist. I don't have it
exact.
Yeah,
I'm not saying,
know for a fact that smart people were, like, violent. Times were just more violent before. I mean, like, we had senators, they're considered intellectuals, senators and our politicians. I mean, a lot of them have, you know, high degrees and everything. They check all the boxes you'd consider an intellectual. A lot of them do. And we had one Cana guy, remember?
No.
Like, yeah, we had a guy literally beat another senator in, like, on the floor of the Senate to near death with his cane. Oh. So, I mean, shit was just, that's, I mean, they're not two of the richest and smartest men ever and everything, but they're intellectuals. And that wasn't, nothing happened to him. He didn't go to prison. No, motherfucker sent him more canes. So it just goes to show that the commonplace for something like that today to happen, that wouldn't, like, it would be like, we'd be like, oh my god, what are times coming to? Times are actually getting better. So, like, Mark and Elon having this, like, civil match, like, duel, basically.
Yeah, that's
not uncommon. We had our president die in a duel to our vice president.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, at that time, that was... at today's time, when two...
Or not our president, but you know
what. Yeah, but I'm saying, like, if two freaking geniuses of business had a rivalry with each other, it seems to me like fighting would be the farthest thing from, like... Like, if you look at all the people in their realm of... I'm a business owner and I have beef with this other business owner because of internet dumb shit, which is new too, because 60 years ago that just couldn't happen. It was impossible.
Yeah, it wasn't internet, but it was still some stupid shit. It was probably, it was just news propaganda. It was just salacious reporting.
I don't know. I just think, like, the way that people see it as just a regular thing.
It's just happening less. That's why it's not a regular thing anymore. So I don't see it being... I can't see this being the start of, like, Idiocracy, really. Because in Idiocracy, things got worse.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, the start... I mean, like,
the understand you said the start. That's what I'm saying. That's why I don't think it's the start. Because the start of Idiocracy is, like, the start of something getting worse. No? That's not what the movie you said the start
of? No, that's what, like, when I was saying the start of it, I mean, like, you don't see how the world became Idiocracy.
Yeah, so that was probably right before it goes worse, gets worse, right? That's not what you were saying? You're saying that's, like, probably, like, the start of Idiocracy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying, is I don't see it being the start of Idiocracy, because after that is something worse. It's Idiocracy.
Yeah.
So I don't see how that could be when that stuff is happening less and less and less. Like, dumb shit and violent shit and, like, we're getting
Yeah, but I'm saying who is doing the dumb violent shit is, it's never been the smartest two people around.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. And I don't think they're doing anything dubbed or violent. I mean, you could say dubbed, but definitely not really, like,
I mean, to challenge someone to a fight in itself is violent. You're inviting violence.
True, but
I'm not
in
saying,
the most civil of ways.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
but
this is,
I just,
like,
pointed out to you, start, we had duels from our politicians.
At a time when it was
people.
Regular.
Yeah, and that's my point, this is not a common thing, so it's not a big deal. It's a positive sign. I don't see how that could be the start of Idiocracy.
I was just making a point that when the smart people try to start fighting, and that was like the base
since
of,
day one, you don't think smart people been fighting since day one?
I literally can't think of a single example of two geniuses trying to go to blows.
I can't
like
either,
Tesla,
why do you think that?
Because it was a regular thing for geniuses to have problems with other geniuses.
Yeah, but why don't
scientists to have problems with other scientists?
I understand.
And before Elon Musk and this, there was a time when everyone had duels. It didn't matter if you were smart or stupid. That's just how they handled problems.
Okay, so you're contradicting yourself.
No, I'm not. Right now,
you can't think of a time when they did that, but yet you can.
No. I'm saying there was a point in time where dueling and shit was regular.
Yes.
Right now.
So that means intellectuals dueled, you're saying.
Yes.
But yet you said you can't imagine.
I don't remember the time where two of the smartest people.
You just can't think
Yes,
of
because
it, right.
Every other recorded time where two smart people came to some kind of head, it was always something technological. Hey, Nikola Tesla and Thomas Edison, mm-hmm. We're going to have this battle of electricity. We're going to torture fucking animals. It was horrible and shit, but it wasn't, hey, I'm going to beat you senseless. It wasn't even like a challenge of it. I don't think Elon Musk and what's his name is ever really going to fight. But I'm just saying, to me, it looks weird that these, like, you know, supposedly rich, they actually are rich, but, like, rich, you know, genius types are, like, a fight is the way to solve this problem.
No, I agree. I agree. It's just your point on the start of Idiocracy. That's all. I'm just saying, like, I think that's always going to happen. Even if this specifically never happened, for sake of argument, this thing never happened in any capacity, any type of duel, whatever, for sake of argument, I can still see that overall intellectuals, like, you know, doing that in the future to some extent, so in the most civil of ways, in matches, jiu-jitsu matches, whatever, it doesn't matter. I can definitely see that like occurring. That doesn't mean that it's the start of Idiocracy, though. I think it's still going to be less and less and less.
Yeah, I was just making the point of the whole smart people kill themselves off through violence shit, and smart people not usually.
They, whatever. I know, I agree, like, they did, but I just still think that it's like, I still think we're in a good direction, though.
I'm saying, like,
that's all I don't think.
Because it was like a 2,000 year whatever thing, like. Like, in the movie, he's, like, frozen for, like, 2,000 years or some shit. And then it's, like, the main character of Idiocracy, he's, like, a dude in normal times. And it's, like, fucking 4038 when he comes out. And they're, like, we don't know how to make popcorn. No one has made popcorn for themselves in 1,000 years. And they're, like, why? Because we keep burning the bags.
I remember that shit. It used to be on Comedy Central all the time. I never used to watch it.
That's where I ended up seeing. I kept seeing pieces of it, and I kept seeing funny little pieces, and I was like, yo, I gotta actually catch this shit.
Yeah, that's a, yeah, I used to always
see,
like,
and it was
like
the fucking pieces. Gatorade water fountain that fucking got me. Because home kept trying to get water, and it was always a different type of juice. It was soda. Then the last one was, like, green Gatorade. He was like, yo, what the fuck? Like,
the worst of all the Gatorade.
He's like, I'm just trying to drink water, and they're like, what's wrong with you? Who drinks water? You're fucking stupid. You need to get your electrolytes back up. And then they did the whole Gatorade commercial type, like, people just knew all the shit from commercials.
Yeah.
So like, oh, your electrolytes are too low. You need to da 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 da. It's like, what the fuck?
That's all Pauly Shore, right?
Huh?
Pauly Shore.
He was in there?
I think that's his movie. I think he's the main character and it's his
movie. Oh, no, he's not the main character. Mm. The main character is some dude that, he was in shit at that time and disappeared.
I think he made that movie, though.
Oh. I ain't know that fucking, they were so smart, though. That shit with the Crocs thing. Yeah, the Crocs. Yeah. That's a Crocs thing is funny.
Yeah.
I don't remember what happened to this dude.
Or is it Mike Judge?
I think it was Mike Judge.
Mike Judge that did Beavis and Butthead, right?
And fucking...
I thought Pauly Shore was in it.
Nah.
I thought he was the main character.
Nah, it's this dude that was in mad shit. And then he just fucking disappeared. I remember he was in mad shit. Oh,
yeah.
And I don't know what the fuck happened to him.
Brother, yo.
That's Owen Wilson's brother?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Duh, Luke Wilson.
Yeah, look at his face, yo. He got everything but a broken... Those.
Yeah. These dudes be having brothers that they be putting on.
I'm pretty sure that's...
I don't know if we was talking about that shit the other day, and it's like, it's not what you know, it's who you know. Because fucking, this dude put his brother on. He had to put his brother on. Because he fucking...
Oh, nepotism's a huge thing throughout history and everything. Like, no... And even if it's not relic, because I guess nepotism's technically, like, blood. But even if it's not that, it's definitely... You know who you know, because that's what like my cousin told me. He was like, I could get you a job at the state. I was like, really? He was like, yeah. And he was telling me like all these jobs that I can make like $60,000 a year and literally do nothing all day long. He was like, I could get you that job and blah 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 blah. And just simply because I know him,
it's good to have to connect.
Yeah, like if I. But not really. People just say that. You know, like there's people that are like, oh yeah, I could get you a job here.
Oh yeah, I mean like if you actually got somebody to get you in, it's definitely
I don't think I mean I think because he's like my cousin, like my first cousin. So like
oh yeah, so he probably would try to do
his best. Probably would, but I don't count on people to actually like, get me a job anywhere.
I wouldn't unless you were the fucking owner or, like, because you hiring manager or something.
Yeah, like, I don't believe you can. I don't think you have strings like that. That's why, like, when I told you to apply at that place, Price Shoppers and shit like that, I was like, I'm not going to say nothing. Like, you got yourself the job. Like, I'm not going to say nothing because it's like, I don't have strings to pull.
Yeah, that's one thing I've always fucking, like, when people are like, oh, yeah, this is a good place to get hired.
I can just tell you how to get it. Like, just do what I tell you, I bet you could get it.
That's what I try to do. I try to just be like, yo, this is a good place to work.
Mm-hmm.
They're hiring. That's like, at most, that's what I tell them. Like, they hiring, I know they hiring, they just hired me, whatever.
Yeah. It's like, yo,
I don't tell people I can get you a job. Like, that's crazy.
Nah, and I would never say that. And I would never try, honestly. I would never go up to my manager and be like, yo, can you get this person in? Like, once I went out my way to tell my manager not to hire someone. For real. He put me as a reference. I did not tell him he could put me as a reference. And then my manager asked me, and I was like, hell no, because my name's now attached to someone.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want, like...
I wouldn't want nothing like that.
If I know for a fact you're a shitty worker and you're not going to show up to work, you're going to make me look bad. They're going to be like, oh, this is the type of people Joby around.
Yeah. I don't like that. None of that type of... Like, I work with somewhere, or I know someone, obviously, but I don't really like being, like, bringing it up to higher-ups and shit like that. Like, even my cousin, he was, like, fucking, when he was telling me to apply to the place he was working, he was just like, don't tell him you know me, because fucking, I be doing dumb shit at work, and it's going to make you look bad.
That's another thing, yeah, because I think I think that is what I told you, too, because I think I told you they did it lightly. So I'm like, I don't think it would do you any favors to put me down.
Mm-hmm.
Because normally wherever I go, they don't like me.
Not a very likable guy.
No.
Apparently.
No, obviously. Yeah, I'm very, it's because I'm confrontational. Abrasive? I'm confrontational. I see it as
abrasive now.
What's that?
Abrasive, like rough, like sandpaper, like abrasive.
I don't know words.
I realized I learned a lot of words from shit that's not even close to, like, related to work. Like, abrasive, I only know that shit from doing shit with my father and reading, like, the different grits of sandpaper. They use abrasive, yeah, like, in the wording, and that's the reason I know that word. Like, I know words based off of shit I've, like, tried to do or was doing.
Do you know words that you don't even know what it means?
Yes, a whole fucking bunch of them.
Yo, I...
So much words I don't... I can use it in a sentence. It'd be times I use a shit in a sentence and I'd be like, if nobody corrects me, I know I used it the right way.
Yo.
Because, the... I don't know why, but it just happens.
I feel like... Not, but you ever say a word and you're like, is that even a word? And you don't know if it's real, and then you look it up and it turns out to be a word. And you're like, how did I, like, know that word?
I think UHS helped that shit.
Yesterday, I was like, for some reason, I just said sedacious. I was like, what's sedacious? Uh-huh. I was like, what's sedacious? Like, I was just thinking, I don't know why I thought of it, but I was just like, I don't know why. I don't know what it means still. I haven't Googled it, but. I'm like, what the fuck is sedacious?
Yeah, I don't know.
You think that's actually a word?
Yeah, probably. It sounds like a...
It sounds like a word.
Yeah, it does. It sounds real wordy.
I don't even know how to say it. Yeah, that's exactly... It sounds real wordy, yo. Sedacious or sedacious?
Sedacious?
It could just be like, you know, maybe you watched something and you heard someone say it.
Yeah. I think it's like one of those... like, the root word is seduce. I don't know. Maybe it's, like, salacious, but you, like you're mixing it up with something else.
Nothing popped up?
Nah, it just gave me seduce.
Yeah, I probably
made salacious.
It yeah, that's probably what it is.
But, yeah, it's I think it's part, like, UHS, because now I'm thinking about it. I remember them fucking... I used to read all them little random words at the bottom of the fucking little daily planner book shit.
Yo, yeah, I remember that.
That's where I got the word grandiloquence.
Oh, it is a word.
I forgot that shit. It is?
Yeah, I spelt it wrong as fuck. Disposed to arouse or take part or guilty of sedation, of relating to or tending towards sedation. What's sedation? I don't know what sedation means. The administering of a sedative drug to produce a state of calm or sleep. He was distraught with grief and under sedation. I don't know. It's a word though.
Yeah, I think it's like
calming and sleep inducive.
Because I listen to a lot of shit, too.
I guess your speech could be sedacious. Oh, no. Sedacious. Inciting or causing people to rebel against the authority of a state or monarchy. Makes sense. I was watching, like, Founding Father shit. I probably heard it. That makes sense now. Yeah. Inciting or causing people to rebel against the state or monarchy. 4th of July, y'all, right? Yeah.
Word of the day.
Word of the day, sedation. Yo, that shit was not a coincidence. That was destiny. That's the name of the podcast. Sedacious. What, 53 years ago?
4 scores. Yo, they fucking...
What's a score, yo?
I don't know. I don't like a decade? Time. Fucking,
like a decade, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, 4 score and 7 years. I think that's what it was, right?
Yeah. Abe Lincoln.
Yeah.
You think 4th of July, like, does your kids know what the 4th of July is?
20 years of the school.
Oh, so like 5 years. Oh, 20 years. Oh. Yeah,
so 87 years or something.
Does your kids know what the 4th of July is?
You don't know. Fucking children's. You see the... We didn't even see no fireworks. I might have to work, but...
I see them all day from out my windows. Both of them. Or all night. All day, too. That should be popping in the day in the rain. It was off in the thunder. I saw fireworks with lightning strikes. That shit looked crazy. I was in my car, actually. I was at the park, and I saw fucking fireworks and lightning strikes, like, at the same time, yo. That shit could have been a fucking picture. Like, a big-ass green and red firework, and then a fucking lightning strike, huge as hell, like, the size of the sky just fucking went across.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, it was fucking crazy. Like it was, like, a huge, like, I mean, it was thin, but it was long. Like a long lightning strike lit up the whole sky with the firework in it. It looked crazy. That shit could have been a poster. Shit. Like, I almost want to create it, like, digital art. Like, somebody should create that.
When you said that poster shit, I seen these shits on Amazon. They're like $8. I don't know if you ever seen them little 3D poster shits.
Yeah,
they'd be having them little pens, and they'd be like clicking like colors in. It's like one of those like, match the colors with these beads that come with it. And it's some crazy fucking.
I don't think I see that. I see they have like. It's like 3D, but it's no, my bad. Hologram. I was thinking of a hologram. You know they have hologram posters now.
Like
holographic. No, real
holographic. Oh, like actual
yes. Like as art.
This shit.
Like hanging in front. But that. Like that. You can have that as a hologram. Is it a hologram?
You can have that as
a hologram right here.
That's tough. But it's like that shit. The beads and the little pen. And you fill it out yourself. And then at the end, it fucking looks like that.
That looks like a cool thing to do, like a hobby.
Yeah, because for $5, that shit's fucking cool.
Yeah, that's really nice. Like that that's way better than drawing.
Yeah, and it's like a full hugging thing. Like, I fucking get high and fucking do that shit.
Hell yeah. My sister used to get those big black canvases that had like the white. It was like black and white and you could color it. It was like a soft, like the black was soft. She used to do those like all the time.
Like a fucking wood carving kit.
Yo, I did that. I did that for racing cars. You had to make your own car out of a wood block. They just gave you wheels. That's it. It just came with wheels. They're like, all right, make your own car. It was like a boy's. Well, I was in Cub Scouts for like a few months. And, my uncle, he took the machine and he fucking made me this, like, car. And my uncle knows about cars. And he was like, okay, I got you. He carved me an aerodynamic car, perfect aerodynamics and shit like that. Like, he built my car, just put stickers on it. And I won that fucking race, yo. I saw it. I know for a fact I won. And it wasn't even that close. I mean, it was a close race, but I won by, like, probably, like, this much.
Yeah.
Like, a few inches. Like, I saw it, and they gave it to the other kid. I was mad as hell. I was a sore loser. I was mad as hell.
I'm still a sore loser.
I'm a bad winner when I'm a loser. I'm real bad.
I can't fucking... Especially when it's, like, some shit I think I'm good at. Like, mm-hmm. I could lose at some shit. Oh, I'm not good at this. I could lose all day. But if it's something I think I'm good at... And I lose. It don't matter even if I'm actually good at it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a good shooter, but I think I'm a good shooter. So, fucking... I'll feel some type of way if I lose a fucking... Not really a game of horse, but you know what I mean? Like,
no, like, I know, like, my cousin, he bigger than me. You seen him. He don't even play basketball. And we played basketball together one time. It was, like, winter time. We were in our boots and shit. And he beat me like 3 times in a row. And I was just like, what the fuck? He don't even play basketball. I was like, this is bullshit. But the, I was like, yo, I swear to God, it's a double rim. I always blame double rims. I'm being serious, yo. Because I used to say that to people, and they were like, it's like when Corey used to be like, it's my shoes. Yo, people used to think I used to say that about double rims. One time I went on a single rim, I fucking torched everybody. I'm garbage at basketball. I torched everybody. I mean, none of us were good at basketball, so yeah, it doesn't matter. But I torched everybody, and then I was like, I told y'all, yo, it's the double rim. Yo, my cousin was like, yeah, it's the double rim. I'm like, but it's a double rim for you, too. He's like, it's probably your boots. I was like, you got boots on, too. He was like, it's probably because it's winter, it's like icy. I'm like, you playing on the same surface. We like, you bigger than me, but we like the same size. I'm like, there's no excuse. Like, you just better. Like, you beat me. Like, you beat me 3 times in a row. You better than me. You never even play. You don't even play basketball. You better than me. Fucking terrible.
Yeah, I don't fucking. That's me with, like, games. I don't fucking. I can't. That shit'll get me mad quick.
You nasty at games, though. Consistently
losing. That's why, like, that should get me mad. Cause I'm pretty good at, like, pretty much every game.
Like, I used to beat your ass in the UFC game. Yo,
UFC?
You'd face me, like, 100 times in a row. Yeah, you'd
be like, yo, what the fuck?
You're like, nah, run it back. Okay. Run it back. You start getting I'm like that with 2K, too, though.
And I just get one win, and I'm like, all right, I'm satisfied. I can lose 100 more times now. It don't matter after this.
Yeah.
Up until that first win?
Yeah.
This is fucking crucial to me. I don't know why.
I know you had streaks on me before, though. I know for a fact you beat me, like, 3 times in a row before.
Yeah, but I feel like...
I probably beat you, like, 150 times, yeah, and you beat me, like, 10.
Yeah,
that shit is funny as hell. Keep going. My sister, her boyfriend, like, a long time ago, he was like that at fight night. I swear to God, yo, I would have to face him. I'm not even joking. I'd have to face him, like, 100 times. Like, I'm an exaggerator, so realistically, it's probably 70.
Yeah.
That's a lot. And I'd face him, I'm talking about, like, multiple times a week. He can never beat me. And then one time, just because I was, like, just so he could get it so I never had to play him again, I didn't let him beat me, but I really stacked all the odds against myself. I was just like, you know, in 2K, how you do things to let the score get close?
Yeah.
Like, I would do that, and then he ended up beating me. And so I was like, I didn't let you. I was like, you technically did beat me. And
yeah, I was playing Fight Night with Peter, and I was getting my ass whooped.
He's good at Fight Night?
Yeah, he's good.
Really?
Oh, and on top of that, I was getting those fucking, you know, crazy-ass flash knockouts. You just get hit, and you don't even get a chance to get up. If you know I'm good at getting up, I'll get up fucking 10 times. I'll get up on 9 like 3 times. Like, how the fuck did this dude get up? But fucking, I'm getting hit. They're not even giving me a chance to get up. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck? It happened like 3-4 times in a row. And he's like, I'm just catching you. And I'm like, listen, I understand all that, but this is one of the games I'm good at. And this is some bullshit right now. Because, like, it's fucking, like, even fighters, too. It ain't no wild shit. Picking, like, you know, fighters that are within range of each other. So it's not like he got Mike Tyson and he just one hitting me. Fucking De La Hoya versus fucking Pacquiao.
Right.
Putting hands on him, and I just get hit once, done. I'm like, yo, what the fuck?
That's how it was like when I was facing you and your brother. Y'all kept beating me. I was like, I don't understand. Like, I can't win.
In fight night?
I'm trash now.
We had the, because we had the fucking cut thing turned on.
Yeah.
And then when we turned it off, he was fucking beating us.
Yeah, but that's, you shouldn't have to do that. Like, technically, yeah, that's, like, unfair in a way. Like, it applied to y'all, too. Y'all could have got, technically, y'all adjusted the settings because I don't know how to defend.
Just that and fucking Mike Tyson. He was fucking putting me out, too.
Yeah.
I was fucking, like, you get hit enough times with him.
I used to be really good at defense, so you remember, like, at, like, UHS and shit. Like, I used to be really good at defense. Like, you couldn't touch me.
Fuck UHS. I remember sitting at my mom's house being like, look, we about to play fight night. After playing, like, 2K and all that shit, oh, we about to play fight night? All right. Joe, here's the broken control. and you still be busting people ass. Like, you get wins on everybody, then they'd be like, all right, Joe, you got to switch to the broken controller.
I remember that.
And I think it just couldn't throw, like, you had to push the button down real hard to, like, throw, like, a right punch or some shit.
It was the analog was fucked up. The analog, one of your analogs is messed up. So, he would just randomly be, like, going, like, he'd just be doing shit that, like, I wasn't doing. Or, like, I'm trying to throw a punch and he wouldn't throw the punch. Because I use the analog. So
oh,
I
had
to,
like, yeah, you was doing that total punch fight and shit.
Yeah, because I always use analogs. I do a lot of, like, dodging and weaving. So I remember I was facing Corey, and Corey was beating my ass for, like, 5 rounds. And I had the broken controller. And then I was like, okay. And I started getting the hang of it. I think the next 4 rounds, I was just putting the smacking on him. And he was like, I'm done. I'm done. Like, fucking guy. I didn't mind it, though, because that's an automatic win for me. He could have realistically beat me because he was still doing... I was beating him, but he was still...
fighting. It wasn't like...
Yeah. Like, he was still in it. Like, he already beat my ass for, like, 5 rounds. So, my guy was, like, pretty, like, damaged. So... Yeah. Corey, nice at fight night, though.
Yeah.
He was always really good at fight night. You and your brother really good at fucking 2K. Yeah, I remember I faced your brother in Madden one time. Yeah, I don't really play Madden though. But I don't play Madden either. But I haven't played Madden in years. But I remember I fucking faced your brother and I think like the very first 4 possessions he had the ball. Very first time he threw the... Like, each 4 times he threw the ball, I intercepted it. And then he was like, I'm done.
Yeah.
That shit was funny as hell. Because I'm not even good at Madden. It was just the computer was intercepting it. Because it was on all Madden.
And shit, yeah. So,
I didn't even do anything. It was the computer. Yo, that shit was funny as hell. Like... Matt, like 2K, you can't get away with that. Like 2K, you pretty much got to do all the work.
Listen, I remember when I worked at the Y, I used to fuck them kids.
Yo, that's so fun.
And that shit would be like, they'd be like, oh, I could beat you. And I'd be like, all right, let's play. They'd be playing. I'd be like, all right, let me just change the settings though. And they'd be like, what you mean? And I'm like, I'll take the fucking defense off of, so what they do is they take the player off of you. Make the computer play defense.
Yeah, that's what I do. That's what I do.
Okay. You're not going to have the defense play, the computer play defense and tell me how you're locking me down. Yeah. So I'll switch it real quick. It's like, oh, you got to play defense. Or I'll be like, I'll be doing it like, I'll let them win. I'll be like letting them play. I'm like, yeah, I can play. I'll be playing a game and I'll lose, so I'll pass up the controller. And they'd be like, oh, you're not good. And I'd be like, all right, let me play again. Play 21, matter of fact. Blacktop. And then I pick, like, T-Mac, fucking Penny Hardaway. I'm picking, like, players they don't really know what they do.
Yeah.
Like, they heard about them. They don't know what they do.
Like, Penny was, like, Ja.
Yeah, so, like, they're leaving me with T-Mac wide open for threes. So I'm just hitting threes. And they're like, how are you doing that? He don't even do that. And I'm like, okay.
T-Mac don't do that, yo. They got to see that clip of T-Mac doing that to win the game in, like, 13 seconds.
Yeah, I'm like, okay.
Think he scored 8 points in 13 seconds.
Freaking pick Derrick Rose, and I'm dunking on him. They're like, yo, this is cheap. How can he do that? And I'm like, that's how he played. This is prime Derrick Rose. This is 2011.
That's wild, yo. Like, that's so long ago.
Yeah.
I'd be forgetting... how, like, time is for us now.
Yeah, and I'm telling, like, 15, 16-year-olds that. So I'm like, listen, you're fucking... You know nothing about Derrick Rose.
They don't know. Derrick Rose got to be the equivalent, literally, of Penny Hardaway, but better.
Yeah.
Because when I was a kid, Penny Hardaway was a legend. Like, he was still playing, but everybody was like, yo, like... He was on the Suns when I started watching, pretty much. I think he had just got traded from the Magic. And everybody was like, he's not the same no more. But everybody was like, yo, Penny special. And everybody was like anticipating he'll be back. And he had like a comeback season and an all-star and all that shit. People don't know about Penny, though. I don't know about Penny. Grant Hill. Grant Hill was another one. Like, I didn't see Grant Hill, but he's a legend.
To fucking Golden State.
I'm glad he's in Memphis.
That's where he needed to go. He needed to go to Golden State.
Why? To just sit on the bench.
Whatever doctors worked on Steph Curry's ankles need to work on his knees. He should have been over there.
What if it is the Bulls? What if it was the Bulls?
I definitely think it was Tom Thibodeau.
But what if it was the Bulls staff that... Well, listen, in defense of Tom Thibodeau, I'm not saying this because he's my coach, my team's coach, but Derrick Rose, that's his style anyways. He was doing that in Memphis, and, like, that was his style before Tom Thibodeau.
Yeah, like, I think he should have talked to him. Instead of pushing your players to keep doing wild shit like that, you do.
I agree with you on that, but I don't blame Tom Thibodeau. That's Derrick Rose played a physical style. He did, like, the shit that we see Ja doing.
Yeah, I'm like, all
look at Ja, he getting hurt, too.
But, like, even with, like, Joakim and Taj Gibson and freaking when he went over to,
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, but, like, I don't think it's necessarily bad. I'm not saying, oh, shame on you. But
no, he do. He pushes
his players, yeah.
Real hard. He does it to the Knicks. We got a 9-man rotation.
Yeah, so like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
eight. I think we use 8. In the playoffs.
If you see your player with that type of style and he has that, you know, potential because he was developing shooting, you know, he was getting better, like expanding his game.
Mm-hmm.
I think you as a coach have to, like, if he can't see it, you got to do something to, like, you know, wrangle that in. Like it happened with Michael Jordan. It was like his game used to be just run and jump at the basket. And he'd run and jump because he had hang time. And if he couldn't make it, he'd pass it out. So it'd be run, jump, pass it out, or make a layup. And it was like, that's when he actually started doing post moves and shit. Because basically they just explained to him, motherfucker, you can't keep jumping like that and expect to have a full career. Like, you're just throwing yourself at the basket.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like the same thing happened with Kobe Bryant. Because that was his whole thing, too, when he first came in, just dunking like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, yo, you got to calm down with that.
I was just talking to your brother about that, like, yesterday. I was like, we talking about Patrick Beverly was on a podcast or whatever, and he was like, you got to adjust. Or somebody was saying, like, Pat scored, like, 37 points per game in Chicago in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, you know, Pat's not known for scoring. He was like, you got to adjust and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, like, Kobe... I remember, like, up till 2003, he was just, like, the dunk champ. He was posterizing everybody, and he won the dunk contest. And
yeah, as a rookie.
Yeah, like he was the dunking guy. And then he started shooting in, like, 2003. And then I'd say he just never really dunked after 2008. Like, after 2007, pretty much. He never really was, a slasher anymore. He was just primarily a shooter. Like, from 2007 till he retired. Or 2008 till he retired.
Yeah, so...
He couldn't have lasted. He would have been like Wade, maybe.
Yeah. Even, what's the name, too? Freaking Ray Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Ray Allen had a little slash game before. Now he, like, people know him as primarily a shooter.
He's always been primarily a shooter, though.
Oh.
It would, like, I think right now, still till this day, he's UConn's all-time leading three-point shooter.
I was just saying that because I remember in the labs in the North End, the computer labs.
Mm-hmm.
They're called the Ray Allen Ray of Hope Labs.
Yeah.
For all of them. And it's just, like, posterizers from him in college.
Oh, yeah. Like yeah, he used to posterize people. And he used to play defense. And he used to have good games against Kobe. And Kobe will pretty much put up, like, identical numbers against each other, like, in matchups. So you said that's, like, an underrated matchup, yo. The Kobe versus Allen. That was a good matchup.
Yeah, I remember playing 2K, too, fucking with the all-time Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
He was on there.
Yeah. Damn, all-time Bucks. Damn, that's got to be Kareem, Giannis. That's crazy. Kareem and Giannis, right? Yo, that's wild. You got Kareem and Giannis right there, side by side. And then you got, like, Michael Redd, probably. You got Sidney Moncrief.
I remember those names. I know Redd.
Michael Redd was my guy, yo. Michael Redd, super forgotten.
Bucks. They just got back to, they got both Lopez brothers again.
Oh, they got Robin?
Yeah.
I fuck with Robin. He used to play for the Knicks, like, fucking 7 years ago. I liked them when they came into the league. It was like when we was in high school.
Didn't they get traded for each other, or was that the Gasol brothers?
Gasol? You remember Yes Network?
Yeah.
Yeah, they used to have the Nets on all the time. Every Nets game was on Yes. I used to watch, mostly the Nets. I hated the Nets. But, like, you know, that's how I started liking Jason Kidd, though.
Watching the Nets. That's what I was about to say. That was when they had that stupid logo.
Mm-hmm.
Shield-looking thing.
Yep, and the pinstripes. Yeah, fucking Nets are awful. But Jason Kidd was dope. I fucked with Jason. I fucked with Richard Jefferson. I can't stand him as an announcer, yo. I can't stand Richard Jefferson. That
bald dude, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking, he's annoying as hell. He looked like a fucking slug.
Reminds me of Tim.
Yo, he... Yeah, for real, yo. He do. He reminded me of, like, a fucking SpongeBob character, yo. Like, one of those fucking type of fish. Or, like, a sea worm.
Damn. I don't know. I fuck him. He alright.
I can't stand his opinions, yo. Every time he opens his mouth, it's like, shut the fuck up. He's so, like, full of himself. I hate people that are, like, so self-assured. Like, you know, like, confident people? I hate confident people. Like, there's a point where, like, they're, you know, like, you're just overconfident. Like, you start pushing, like, exposing it. It's like, overflowing. It's like, okay, man, like, relax. Like, loud, and everything you say, you believe it so strongly that you're unconvinced of everything. Like, you can't fucking talk to people like that.
Yeah, it's a little much. It's a little too much. I don't like people that's, sounds fucking crazy, but you ever meet somebody that's like fucking too happy?
Yo. Like cartoony? Like it feels cartoony?
Yeah. It just feels like forced. Like, so it just, like, even if they actually are.
I hate people like that. My mom's neighbor was like that, yo. Or she still is. I always told her, I'm like, yo, like, that lady's on pills. She was like, no, she's just happy. I'm like, no, that's pills.
That's drugs.
Yeah, I'm like, that's drugs, for sure.
Doctor prescribed.
Yeah, she has manic bipolar disorder. This lady is a lunatic, I can tell. I was right.
Damn.
Yeah. No, literally right about both. Pills, the manic bipolar. I knew for a fact. I could just tell. That's what it is with those people that are like super happy. They're not right in the head.
I don't know. I met a couple people that were just happy all the time.
Nope.
It was weird.
Nope. They're fucked up and undiagnosed. There's nothing to be happy about in life. I mean, there is, only to a certain, you know. If you're like that, you're just stupid or something. There's no reason. No real, like, to me, justification. That's not human.
Yeah, or like overly positive.
Yeah, like that's like you're just irrational. You're just so like that's a crazy person. Super positive people, like those motivational speakers, they're liars. They don't live that way all the time unless they're like, you know, out there like, look, me too.
Yeah.
All the time.
I deal with this shit and this is how I deal with it.
You're like,
people that's just like, you know, you just do this and you'll be happy forever. Mm-hmm. You just be happy.
Like those gurus.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, like whatever. I'm like, whatever, man. I don't know. Just feels like bullshit. Yeah, those happy, those super happy people are fucking weird.
Dan Lillard trying to get out of fucking Portland. Talking about he want to go to the Heat.
Yo, the Heat don't have nothing to give though. Like if I'm Portland, what do I want from the Heat? First, Tyler Hero, 100%. He's got to come.
You got to start with that.
Yeah,
that's got to be just.
And they're saying not Bam. Like, okay, like, who else do I fucking want,
then? And then if they're trading that, what is he going there for? Because those are, maybe not Hero because he wasn't really there, but Bam is definitely a major piece to what they did.
And I heard they're willing to also give Kyle Lowry. And I'm like, he was, like, probably your best playoff performer.
Yeah, so, like, are you going to give
I watched him against the Knicks. He was fucking us up. Like, Kai, he clutch as hell. He still give you, solid production. He's valuable. Can't give him up. If I'm Lillard, I'm telling them. Like, you can't give up Hero, and you cannot give up Lowry.
Suns. It's on Phoenix.
I fuck with Bam, but I would trade Bam to keep Hero. Hero, Lillard, Butler, and Lowry just to keep that backcourt. If I have to, I would give up Bam. And that's probably my favorite player on the Heat. But, I mean, I don't know. They got that dude, Caleb Martin. He a power forward. He can shoot.
He gonna fucking go to the Suns.
Why?
I don't know. Just said a random team.
They got that Bizarro Land, Nikola Jokic. Nikola Jovic. Like, send him. Like, I don't know. They don't got nothing. You take their first. Like, okay, I got a bunch of, like, they better be in a few years. If you're going to take first, they better be, like, 20, 26, 20, 27. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I want anything from the Heat. And Lillard, as much as I appreciate everything he done, if I'm a Portland fan or running that team, I'm not letting you tell me, you know, like, just because that's your preferred team, I'm not going to settle for what they give me if I could get more. And they can. I don't know why Lillard and Portland and the Lakers aren't talking.
Maybe they are.
They better be, because
they LeBron be doing that wild shit. Maybe that's what LeBron. LeBron got all these young players. He's done it before.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be like, yo, look. These three, four guys are great players. Trade them for Dame Lillard. These young guys, listen, Hachimura that we just re-signed.
Mm-hmm.
You guys need a center, right? You get Hachimura, you get freaking a couple other guys. And then they need, well, he got like a $200 million contract they got to buy out or something like that.
I don't know. I don't know really the details like that, but I mean, like, they also have, think about the post-LeBron era, which is real soon, right? 2 years, maybe, right? Same thing about Lillard, possibly, 2 years. So this is a short time thing. You have, think about the history of teams post-LeBron drafting, right? Normally get real high picks. They got, like, the 2026 and 2027 first round, potentially first picks. Like, yeah. You know, maybe 2028. Like, if I'm Portland, I want those picks. I would just trade Lillard straight up just for two of those 3 years.
Damn.
And, like, for me, that's all. That's 100% worth it. I don't even want anybody on the Lakers. Lakers are fucking ass. I don't understand why people think they're doing a great job this offseason, because honestly, I'm not
impressed. That's why I think LeBron is getting players to stack up for a trade.
Mm-hmm. Bunch of assets.
Yeah.
About to trade the Lakers' future.
Shit. What, you got one championship in 5 years? That's good, still.
Yeah, I mean, longer. Longer, 2019. And then before that, he hadn't won one since, like, 2015. 2016. I think it was 2016. Yeah. No, 2015, yeah. Well, 15, 16. Yeah, so 2016. But, yep. It's been almost 10 years. Almost. It's like 7.
Hello. Yeah, I could come forward today. Yeah. What time are you gonna be home? Yeah. Or you just, yeah, cause no, just keep it with you. Then, if anything, I'll just come by Uncle Gary's house and get it from you. And if not, I'll come by later. Nah, then you could just leave it with Justin. Or you, yeah, I'll just call you back later. And then... Okay. What was he saying?
Hmm?
That what he was talking about.
Nah, yeah. Don't matter. Oh, yeah, Lillard.
Yeah, fucking, I don't know where he's gonna go.
If I'm Boston, trading KP. I'm gonna trade KP for Lillard.
Oh yeah.
I mean, if they're gonna settle for garbage in Miami, it's like, bitch, I got firsts too. Like,
yeah.
I got stupid late round firsts. Like, you want garbage first
too?
Yeah, huh?
I said they got rid of Marcus Smart.
Yeah. Too, so. But I don't know. I think I have Jalen play the two, and then. You know, that's like defense. So you don't got like a small, weak backcourt. That's what they really need. They need Lillard because they want to be shooting, but they ain't really got nobody that's really a real shooter.
Yeah, I think that, I don't know, like we were saying before.
Except KP.
Yeah, I was saying before though, like you got a couple of years left, and you got a lot of time.
Nah, he's probably...
So I don't see him going to a trash team.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
And he's not going to a team that you're going to deplete them of all their assets. That, you know, they're not even going to be able to compete. I wish he could go to the Knicks, but I don't want to see that backcourt with Brunson and fucking Lillard. Now, what are we going to do with that? Unless he comes off the bench, but why would you want Lillard off the bench?
Yeah.
Fucking Dallas got Kyrie dirt cheap, yo.
Yeah.
That's wild. If Kyrie's really that fucking cheap, like, damn. I don't know why the Lakers didn't go get him.
See how he plays. See if it works out. Fucking
shit, everybody knows playing ain't the problem. Especially in the big games. Everybody know Kyrie checked those boxes. It's just he's a little crazy. He's the Kanye of the NBA.
Damn.
That's accurate. Accurate as hell. Yeah, Kanye of the NBA. Chirp, 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 chirp. Yeah, I'm high as hell.
Let me fucking 20 seconds of fucking straight silence. Man, I was on this fucking Oculus yesterday.
The Oculi?
Yeah, man, playing the fucking Call of Duty Zombies. That shit brought me back. Wasn't that fucking Keener there toting, hitting a little magic crate, loot box, whatever thing you want to call it, for the gun. Then it had the gulag map, but it got the little pack-a-punch machine. Fun game, good times.
I was so zoned out. You're playing what game that had like the gulag thing? The
then Contractors, it's a VR game. They downloaded
like, I remember somebody, that.
Yeah, somebody modded the fucking maps.
Oh, it's to zombies.
Yeah, to copy the Call of Duty map.
Oh, okay.
So it's the whole Call of Duty shit. And then
that's cool.
PS4, VR. I think about getting that shit. That shit for Christmas. Christmas present.
Call of Duty?
Nah, fuck it. This VR shit. The PS5 VR.
I thought it was like a game.
Nah, it's like a whole nother system. This is $500. This shit's retarded.
He just walked through that laser. I saw that. He blew up.
Nah, it's a laser from a gun.
It looked like a C4 type thing. That thing too big.
Yeah, fucking.
I'm not trying to fight that stuff shit in like VR that. VR is
fucking gotta be crazy.
That's when I don't play games. When shit start getting like fucking Hulk, facing the Hulk. It's like, okay. It's like, bro, I just wanted to play like a zombie game.
This
like,
shit remind me of fucking Far Cry on steroids. Like, you know, Far Cry first person.
That shit look wild.
Yeah. Playing that shit in VR gotta be fucking crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see that fucking Matrix game when that shit come out.
That it still hasn't come out?
Nah, that was like the fucking demo shit of it.
I remember when they had that crazy ass trailer.
Yeah. 3 more years when that shit come out.
This dude, he said, stupid fuck, he said, yo, RJ stands, there's a, you know, stands?
Yeah.
For RJ Barrett, he's like, there's a reason your boy didn't get chosen for Team USA. He's in, or $260 million contract, because he ain't shit. Well, he's from Canada.
Yeah.
Like, I feel weird.
Okay.
I guess Edwards got fucking 260 mil.
Anthony Edwards from Minnesota.
Yeah.
Hey, carrying the team. It's the big boy bucks.
Damn, that's a lot of money for him, for a guy that dunks.
You mean John Lennon?
You know what's crazy though? He still play like every game. I think he just missed his first games this year. He's like one of the only guys that actually play.
Best ability is available though.
Yeah, Julius Randle too. Julius Randle almost played all the games until the very end. He missed 5 games in a row because of his ankle.
There's this young guy on the Celtics that got this crazy ass vertical. It's like 44.5 or something.
Holy shit. Is he new?
Yeah.
Is it that bald head dude that looked like Charlie Villanueva?
No, I don't think he pulled. Seen the shit, there was a picture of him squatting in the shop. It was crazy.
That's wild. 44?
This dude's dude you talking about?
Yeah. He looked like Charlie Villanueva, right?
I was just gonna fuck that in. So just looking at this dude like.
He's this dude that looked like.
This dude, Mr. Six's son.
There's a dude that looked just like him. That played for UConn like 15, 20 years ago. And he played in the league for a long time. He played for like the Bucks and Raptors and Pistons. And...
Look like Mr. Six.
Yeah.
Remember the boy Mr. Six?
No.
As soon as you see it, you're gonna remember. Probably before you see it.
There once was a town that worked so hard. There was just no time for play. But that all changed on this one particular day.
Dude, I forgot about this.
You know, they always play that beat at, like, sporting events, too. Every time you come out, they go...
Yeah. Yo, they lucky as hell you're not the DJ there. You run the sound at the stadium.
How much times per game do you think he's going to be called a bald fuck?
Yo.
Bald bitch.
A lot, because he's going to be pissing people off with that defense. He a good player. He gonna be nice. He gonna be an MVP.
How many times you think they're gonna call him or ask him? Hey, boy. Hey, boy. What are you?
I never saw one of these with no hair. What are you?
What are you?
Damn.
Look, Bob, this monkey's hairless.
Oh, man. It's a naked monkey. That's crazy. High as hell.
Damn, now I can't find this. Probably fucking Justin who shared this shit too.
You said what?
So it was probably Justin who shared this shit.
Team USA. A nice team.
They are?
Yeah, for basketball. I mean, for soccer. They won some big soccer tournament. And then now they're winning another big soccer tournament.
Team USA.
Or not a big soccer tournament, but another soccer tournament.
Team USA actually win. It's crazy.
Yeah, by like a lot. Like they scored 10 goals and allowed 0 in the last 2 games. And they smashed. I think they drew with Jamaica and they smashed like everybody else.
Yeah.
Shut up. How much do you think Michael Jordan would make today? Like 100?
Whatever the max. He didn't even make 100 in his time.
I heard
his whole career.
His last couple years in Chicago.
J.D. Davison. This
here. That's wild. That's a cool photo. I never heard of him.
I guess he's from the D League or something.
Boston do a good job with the drafts. And Boston, I feel.
Yeah, this art dude is my bad. Are you ready? What's your name again?
Her mouth looked like a Venus flytrap, yo. She looked like that shit from Mario.
Shut the fuck up.
You think I could get this inside of that box?
Nah. You could have got it in the microwave, baby.
You're like, nah.
What?
This guy watching cartoons.
Yeah. All types of cartoons.
You watch anime?
Yeah, all types of animes. All little rent. Nah, I be seeing
more that. Like gay anime. I was
like, when I be on Netflix, if some shit just pops up like a suggestion, I might check it out. But I don't really like watch it as much as I used to.
Anime.
Yeah.
Just, what's the best anime?
I wouldn't know what to tell you. I don't even remember. Like I was saying, I don't really watch some shit like that no more too much.
What's the best one you've ever seen?
Fuck, I don't fucking remember. Fucking Dragon Ball Z, I guess.
Fucking Pokemon. Oh. Pokemon anime.
Hello?
Ask her. You know,
went by Joe's house real quick. I have to head home soon.
Alright. Pokemon anime, right?
Yeah, that's
the one. That's the best anime ever. It's gotta be.
Gotta catch them all.
What's better than Pokemon for anime?
I don't know.
There isn't one. It's the best.
Pokemon was the biggest childhood thing. Everybody fucking knew about Pokemon.
Hell yeah. Yes, they did.
Yeah, it's gotta be. Ain't nobody else selling fucking anime toys out of McDonald's. They had Pokemon shit stuff.
Yeah, and it's like the first one to pretty much explode in America.
Yeah.
Like, I know for a fact.
The reason all the rest of them shits even came over here.
I know for a fact Dragon Ball was on before. I was watching Dragon Ball, like, literally before Pokemon. Not Z, but Dragon Ball. Like, just the one Goku was a little kid. Remember that one?
And matter of fact, I don't even think Pokemon is an anime.
No, it's not.
I think it was a game. Like, the game came out first.
Well, the cartoon came out in, like, 98. It was a cartoon first. It was like trading cards and stuff. They made, I don't know what came first, but I know for a fact it was on TV in the late 90s. That's when I got into it. I wasn't into Pokemon that long. Like, fucking 98, 99, 2000.
Yeah, the first game came out in 96.
Yeah, so the show probably came out like 98. That's when I started, I think, to get into Pokemon. Or maybe I played the game and started watching the show because of the game.
Came out in the U.S. in 1998.
Yeah, I was like 6. I think that's when I got into Pokemon. Because my neighbor, like, one of... This place I got babysat at, they liked Pokemon. At that age, I don't know. Liked sports.
Pokemon on some different shit. I don't know what to call it because everything came out at once. I was just looking at it. So, like, the card game, the video game, and the cartoon came out all in the same year.
Oh, wow.
Which just was, like, months apart, and all of them shits hit. I don't know how they fucking did that shit.
It was in Japan in, like, 96?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know, propaganda. I don't know. I think that shit was... That Pokemon era when we was kids was dope as fuck, though. Going to McDonald's, getting Pokemon shit. Burger King got Pokemon shit. You get a burger, and you also get a Charizard. more can you fucking ask for?
Dude made Pokemon's a fucking weirdo.
Why?
Huh? It was like, oh, he wanted to make it for freaking... He was a bug collector. And he just made a game about his favorite thing, which was bug collecting. He was like, went to school to be a makeup artist.
It could... I looked it up. I don't know if it's right or wrong, but... Pokemon.
Yeah.
Amazing animation, so it's...
Oh, yeah. I was saying, like, I don't know if that's why people don't look at it the same way, because it was a video game.
Right, yeah. Instead of an anime that they made.
Yeah, that was like a book that they made into a cartoon, yeah.
I see what you're saying.
Because, like, if you go by that, Dragon Ball Z is from, like, the fucking 80s. Because that's when a comic
came out. So everything came out at the exact same time in, like 96 in Japan? Yeah. And then in 98 in America. That's crazy how fast it must have grown.
Yeah.
Like, what did it... I wonder what work he had made that must have been such a big deal that when he dropped Pokemon, he must have had a big fan base. I wonder what else he had made.
Yeah, it was... Okay, so, yeah. I guess they capitalized on it because in February 96, the game came out. And then a couple months later, they was like, yo, this shit's popping. Cards, TV show, give it all right now. Like,
yeah, it was a sensation.
Yeah.
Like Hello Kitty. I guess Hello Kitty is like the largest.
Game Freak. I remember them. They had the books.
Oh, yeah. With cheat codes and shit, right?
Yeah.
I remember I used to get game magazines and sport magazines to my house. Back when you didn't have internet, or you had to go.
Yeah.
Like, at least you didn't have a computer. Like, damn. I used to actually look at a Sports Illustrated magazine. Like, I used to... get Sports Illustrated in the mail, and then I'd actually like sit there and eat like cereal and look at Sports Illustrated.
Yeah.
I guess we do the same shit now. We're just on our phone.
Yeah. Which is way better, because fucking that. We'd be fucked now, especially how stupid the mail system is.
Right.
Like, yeah, if you want this shit delivered, you get an extra $3 and make sure it gets there. Or
like they need to privatize that shit. We don't need to be paying their pensions. Never mind their salary. Fuck those people. We should train our dogs to bite them.
Yeah.